Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem, we continue with Zechor LeMiriam Perek Vav, Shir number 25. The Chofetz Chaim continues on the same topic of Im Tivakshena Karkosef. He names the next Perek the same topic because we have to search after Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Hashem, like we run after the wealth of this world. He begins in this classic way of a mashal of a person becoming wealthy. And he says there are different ways to become wealthy. You can become wealthy because you're a merchant and you have a lot of merchandise that no one else has. And even more so, you're the only one in the surrounding cities that is selling this merchandise. That's one way to become wealthy. Another way is that there's only one item that you're selling, but it's very valuable. You're the only one that has the rights, the legal rights to sell this item. That's another way to become very successful, very wealthy. So too, when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, there are a lot of different types of merchandise. Taryag mitzvahs, there are 613 mitzvahs. Kulan yofais behiris moid, and they're also beautiful. As the pasuk says, mitzvahs Hashem bara meiros einayim, the mitzvah of Hashem created are meiros einayim, they lighten up the eyes. Mesamchei salev, they gladden the heart. V'hanefesh ashrei, and they gladden the nefesh as well. Ashrei hanizim behen v'kayim, fortune is the person who fulfills the taryag mitzvahs, the 630 mitzvahs of Hashem, to fulfill them properly. And you have also different types of wealthy people in a spiritual sense. And there are those that fulfill a lot of the mitzvahs, a lot of Torah mitzvahs. And it's almost impossible to find somebody who has so many mitzvahs like this individual. However, there's a problem with this person's merchandise. This person's schayra, his taira, his mitzvahs, is m'uruv, is mixed together with dvarim b'teilim, with words, with conversations that are not appropriate. Haigavna and other such tainted scenarios. However, on the other hand, there's a person who has not as much Torah and mitzvahs, but it's beautiful, it's valuable. There's no Dvar Metalim, it's not tainted. And there's very few people like this. That you don't find one psul, one blemish. And the person who merits to have so many mitzvahs without dvarim betalim, Torah mikol haminim, or mitzvahs harbe. This person, he learns all the different types of mitzvahs, of topics of the Torah. And he makes sure to fulfill all the mitzvahs. There are those that are very involved with chesed. And there are those that are very involved with stock. And there are those that are very involved with other mitzvahs. But this person makes sure to do all the mitzvahs. The kulun l'shem shemayim, that all he's doing it for what reason? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only for Hashem, not for his own covet. There's no blemish. Ein l'mayla himenu v'ashrei chelkoi. This is the best approach, and fortunate is such a person.